Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a great friend, a great person, a great ambassador for our tiny but mighty state, Rachel Lenda, the Director of Tourism for Connecticut. Rachel, good morning and thank you for joining me today.
Good morning.
So
how are you?
Hot. It's been hot the past couple days. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it. I want to go back to bed. But it's the summertime. We have things opening. No pun intended. Open house day returns. That doesn't mean walk in your neighbor's house. It's Connecticut thingies. But June 14th. What do we got going on?
So June 14th starts our 21st annual celebration, which is Connecticut Open House Day. So what is that? So it's a statewide event, and we invite all of our attractions, partners, you know, people who service the public. And we invite them to put a deal of some sort together for Connecticut residents to explore, rediscover, and deepen their appreciation for the rich experiences that are in our state. So this year, we have over 170 tourism attractions across the Connecticut. So what they're doing is they're offering residents, Connecticut residents, so make sure you bring your license or something if they do ask for verification, for free or reduced admission special offers, participating tourism attractions that include places like museums, art and yoga studios, or historical societies, oh my gosh, farms, adventure parks, chocolatiers, vineyards, and more. So we've been doing this for over two decades, and it's helped residents explore Connecticut and to find out what's in their own backyard, because Connecticut is full of the most incredible gems.
It is, and it's not a big state, people. Like, you can travel. The biggest thing I can say is, so next Saturday, the 14th, bust out the map, bust out the big Atlas book if you got one, or log on to your native, maps app and just plan a trip. Hit up a couple of these places. You know, you can stop at a farm and grab some snacks. You can go to a museum. You can go to a landmark. You can go to a park. Go to a brewery or a vineyard for dinner or a restaurant, finish off restaurant down on the shoreline by a marina. You can plan a day and it's not going to kill you, people. The state's not that big, Rachel.
I know. And so if residents are thinking, or like, Rachel, like what kind of experiences and what kind of deals are you talking about here? So I've got some examples. So let's take the Mark Twain House, for example. They're hosting a community lawn party, which will feature free museum tours, games, crafts, food, live music, and dressed-up characters from Mark Twain's famous books, and a cake to celebrate Harriet Beecher Stowe's 214th birthday. And then in East Haven, the Shoreline Trolley Museum, they're offering free trolley rides and museum admission. The Connecticut Museum of Culture and History, they're offering free admission all day and an interactive scavenger hunt for families. The Florence Griswold Museum in Old Lyme, they're offering free admission.
The Flowgrizz. Love that place.
The Flowgrizz. Love that place. And then over in Waterbury, the Mattituck, they're offering free admission, plus they're doing creative activities all day long with story time, kids arts workshop, and also an intermediate workshop, which is really cool. And then the Institute for American Indian Studies, which is in Washington, they're doing free admission with guided introductory tours of the museum. But that is only just a very small sample of who is participating. So when you go to ctvisit.com on the main page, you'll see our open house day. Click on or tap on that icon. The URL is ctvisit.com/CT Open House Day.
At long, just go to ctvisit.com, people.
Yeah. It That's it. It's right on the main page, and it breaks out everything by county. So you can see, you know, Hartford County, Litchfield County, New London County, you know, Collin County, all of the different counties across the state that have things going on. So you can figure out, you know, where you are and where you can easily travel to. But again, you can go east to west in Connecticut in about 2 hours. So
it's not that big of a... And I'm looking, the American Clock and Watch Museum in my great hometown of Bristol has free admission all day. You know, there's so many things. I mean, the list is immense. And that's what I'm saying, people. Like, you can plan a day. It's a Saturday. Get up early, grab the family, pack some snacks, and head out for the Great American Road Trip and do some of these things, Rachel.
I love it. Yeah.
And, you know, we are rolling, you know, so we have Connecticut Open House Day, but we are rolling into summer. And there is, I mean, Connecticut, we talked about before, you can go from the mountains in the northwest to the shoreline anywhere south. And there's so many different things to do in this state, but I know I'm, preaching to the choir here and beating a dead horse, no pun intended, but there is always that feeling, I don't know if it's a Connecticut thing, a New England thing, like the travel. Oh my gosh, I have to travel. That's, you know, is there anything closer? Well, most likely there probably is something closer to you and you can visit it, but there's no reason people can't travel in this tiny little state.
Exactly. You know, so when talking about traveling along, what I find when I talk to travelers and anybody who, you know, loves to venture out is people love a good trail, right? Mm-hmm. They love something almost like a pre-guided itinerary for them. So a couple of trails that anybody could try out this summer is we have our Connecticut Oyster Trail. So you can check out all, if you're an oyster lover, you know, 'tis the season, and check out all of those great spots across the Connecticut shoreline that sell or harvest Connecticut oysters. We also have, I know it's the Christmas Movie Trail, but some of these sites that are on the Christmas Movie Trail are absolutely stunning in the summertime. They're gardens, they're, you know, in areas that are full of vibrancy. And then you have to stay tuned as well because, right, we're out there fighting for Connecticut on pizza. So we're ticking everybody off in New York, New Jersey, Detroit, Chicago, but it's all in good fun. It's, you know, it's talking about Connecticut's amazing, robust food scene. And we're launching our Connecticut Pizza Trail in October, but you can certainly, you know, get into Connecticut. The other thing too that I encourage residents to do is utilize the Connecticut rail line, right? So they're like Shoreline East. It goes all the way up to New London. You can go from Manhattan to New London and then up to Danbury, up to Hartford. And the rail system, I think, in Connecticut makes it really easy to move about the state and check out different areas where you don't have to deal with traffic, right? You can just park the car, get on the train, you know, take a train ride, enjoy. It's about enjoying the journey, not just the destination.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, like, that we always have the kids come up with, like, a summer bucket list of things they want to do. And
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of the things that's always on that list is take a train ride somewhere. You know, just go to Berlin, hop on the train there and just go somewhere, go to New Haven, you know, jump trains, head into this New York City for a little bit. Because we always hear, you know, everyone, the governor on down, always, you know, Connecticut, we're dead smack in the middle between Boston and New York. You know, there's no reason why you couldn't just jump on a train and head to either one of them on any given Saturday or Sunday.
Exactly. But there's no need to even go to New York.
Nah.
Because we've got everything here.
Mm-hmm. And we have better pizza. Honestly, we do. We have better pizza. Everyone says it. And then you
some
can
might argue with you.
Grab some pizza and then you can head down the shoreline, get some Connecticut oysters, or we have lobsters, people. There's still lobstering going on in our state of Connecticut. So you can grab lobster at one of many places along the shoreline.
Exactly. I mean, after all, the hot buttered lobster roll is considered the Connecticut lobster roll because we originated, mm-hmm. you know, hot lobster with a good bit of drawn butter in a bun. Delicious.
That is all. Yes. Yes. And anywhere along the shoreline that can do like a lobster pizza, if you can find it, key. That is amazing right there.
Yum. I'm hungry now.
And I mean, we had talked about a little bit before. I mean, like the social awareness of Connecticut, I'm seeing a lot more and more influencers and people understanding there's a lot of things to do here in Connecticut. I mean, that's got to be cool for you to see as like the tourism director, like, oh, wow, like people are finally starting to catch on that Connecticut has so many things to do.
Exactly. You know, I think in our office, a lot of what we focus on is because of, you know, being resourceful with the resources that we have is talking about being great storytellers. And I think, you know, it's sort of a philosophy that could expand to any business owner, right? You want to show your potential customer what they could experience, not just tell them. So what do I mean by that, right? So if you go on to a social feed and you see somebody that has just advertisement after advertisement after advertisement, sort of glaze over it. But if you go on to a social media feed that shows you what the experience is moving about, like say it's a garden, right? It's not a flyer, but it's the person with their camera out guiding you through the garden, showing you the roses, showing you the zinnias, you know, and it, making you feel like you could be there in that moment. And that's what people connect with. And the other important thing to know too is the trends of how people are finding their information actually are less and less on platforms like Google and more on like TikTok and Instagram, right? They're using that as an actual search engine to go in and find information about wherever it is that they want to go. And I think that's a valuable piece of knowledge for anybody who's wondering, you know, like, should I invest or should I spend time on social media? And I think if you're creating content that is authentic to who you are as a business, that speaks to what you want people to really know about you, then it's almost, I feel like, impossible for people to not connect with that kind of authenticity. You know, I always tell people, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Be yourself, unless you're a mean, rotten person. But otherwise, you may connect with somebody out there if you're a mean, rotten person.
Yes,
but
I mean, like that. That's the thing. There might be, you might find that, like, you know, we've had them in before, the wing addicts. They're just three guys or four guys that, you know, like buffalo wings and started doing this crazy thing and traveled the state. And
right. All,
like, it's that finding that person that is has that same weird passion as you and just yeah. exploring the state together, because I'm sure there's someone out there that has that same fast, you know, like, well, okay, you want to just try lobster pizzas and do reviews on lobster. I'm sure there's someone that would love to join you. You know, it's to get out of your comfort zone and visit these places and just go on that great American road trip and experiment with different things. Go out of your comfort zone, or, you know, if it's somewhere I've always, you know, said, oh, I wanted to always hike up that trail or, you know, hike that along the river and just do it. Like, I'm sure you'll find someone along that path and journey that is interested in things just like you and make a friend and just make Connecticut more of your home.
Exactly. And, you know, and I tell people too, Joey, at the end of it, when you're done, you're never going to be mad at yourself for doing it.
No.
Ever. You know, you're going to feel uplifted. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel more connected, whether it's to the earth, to people, to your community, to your state, whatever it is. And just enjoy it and live in the moment. Enjoy the journey. There's no rush to get to the destination when you're experiencing these things, because there's always something to see along the way if you just keep your eyes open.
And there's so many things you guys got planned again. CTVisit.com. You got the open house information right there, but I'm loving the fact if you go to plan, you have those pre-planned itineraries. That's a mouthful. Go to plan, pre-planned itineraries. You got the travel inspiration. There's so many little things. I like the fact you guys have that with the stops and just those little, make a little journey, make a day out of just touring your own state. Like, people forget that, you know, you go on vacation, you become a tourist. Be a tourist in your own state and just go out and adventure about. I think we forgot how to
enjoy.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, something else I didn't mention earlier about the trains is completely lost in my brain. But We're doing the, we just launched the Connecticut Taste Train.
Ooh.
So, and we partnered with the University of New Haven on that. And it just launched in May. And it's a Google map, an interactive Google map that we put together. So if you go to ctvisit.com and use a search for Connecticut Taste Train, it will take you to using the Connecticut rail system. And once you get off at each stop within a 5 to 10 minute walk, you'll hit a culturally diverse restaurant that's got, you know, good reviews. And I didn't know this, but Connecticut is home to one of the only Sri Lankan restaurants in New England.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. So you can check that out. And we made that in partnership, like I said, with UNH. So it's very interesting and hip, if you will.
Yeah.
It's what the youngins really like to do.
They those
like
young whippersnappers.
Those whippersnappers.
That is so cool, though. And I mean, that's the thing. Like, these are the little things that I think, you know, make Connecticut stand out. You can do something. I mean, let's be real. If you're out in Wyoming, you're not going to hop on a train and hit up 15 restaurants in an afternoon. It's going to be, you know, hours between places. So the fact that we can do that in Connecticut, people need to take advantage of that. And for you guys to be able to team up with UNH to do something like this is pretty, I'm looking at it now. It's awesome.
I totally agree. And I love that it was made in partnerships with young people, you know, Gen Z. They're the next generation coming up in the ranks and they prioritize travel. They prioritize community and experiences. So it was a no-brainer to work with Dr. Jan Jones over at the University of New Haven on that. And, you know, she's incredible. And the students were so excited. And we also did another trail with them, and it's called Espresso and Explore, which is it's a trail that partners hikes with coffee.
Ooh.
So if you're somebody who likes to go get a good cup of coffee and then go for a hike, that article is also on CT Visit that you can take a look at.
Well, I'm in for the train ride, I'm in for the coffee ride, I'm in for all of it. Rachel, again, Rachel Lenda, Director of Tourism for our mighty but great state of Connecticut. Rachel, thank you for joining me today. And if anyone missed any of the information, again, ctvisit.com. There's so many things to do there. Rachel, thank you for joining me today. Because it's things like this that are going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.